WHUD.
All right, we want you to ring in the new year in style, Motown style, Shadows of the 60s. It's a show tomorrow night. In fact, two shows at the Paramount Hudson Valley. Dave Revels of Long Island is one of the guys behind this big show. Good morning, Dave. How are you, sir?
Good morning, Mike. How are you doing to all your fans out there?
Well, I appreciate you getting up early to talk to us because you got a big show tomorrow night. Now, I'm looking at the picture at the Paramount website. And it looks like I count 15 people between the band and the singers. You're bringing that big entourage to the stage?
There's more than that. You haven't even seen all the musicians that's going to be on stage as
well.
Wow. This is so exciting. I mean, I love Motown, and so does everyone in the cast. And you got a couple local celebrities with you, too. You got Mark Feinberg. Many of you people in the area might know him. The Big Shot plays the saxophone.
Uh-huh.
And there's L.A. Reid, L.A., who has his shows. He has L.A. Soul in Peekskill area.
Wow.
So we got a lot of local fellows there that are well-known. And this show has been touring all across the nation. It's just, we love Motown. Every person on stage and this music, every song you can imagine, Stevie Wonder. Yeah, I'm a lover of the music, so you're probably hearing that in my voice, and so is everybody else.
Yeah, well, the luck is that everybody in the audience loves Motown, too, so that's why this show has been so successful.
A lot of dancing. We encourage people to get up and dance in their chairs and sing along with us. So it's a party. It's not a show. You know, it's not like one of those things where come watch me sit down and be quiet. No, no, no.
No, no, no. I can't imagine that happening with Motown music. So take us through this. You do everything in this show. You were telling me yesterday when we talked that you're like the producer, the creative director. You sing.
Yes,
pick up after everybody.
Yeah, it started as a pure labor of love. Many years ago, I was a member of the original Drifters that featured Charlie Thomas and Elsberry Hobbs, the original bass singer from There She Goes, There She Goes. You know,
right.
Boom, boom. And the Four Tops were my idols. I loved them, Levi, all the guys. And I met them when I toured with the Drifters back in the early 80s. And I was on Motown Returns to the Apollo in 1985 on NBC.
Mm-hmm.
In Battle of the Bands, the Temptations, Four Tops, Manhattans, the Drifters, and the Cadillacs. And we were Drifters in white suits. Anyway, long story short, when Levi passed away, I missed his voice, you know, seeing him perform. And then I just started doing the Four Tops, and it expanded from there. But the show, I wanted to attract the greatest of the greatest talents, people that you would, if they had their own record deals, they'd be stars. If they, if they were on Broadway, you'd come see them. It's all high-quality talent. I love this music, and to me, if you don't play it note for note and sing it note for note, you're cheating the audience. So I search high and low to find singers who can really emulate the stars, because these guys are all brilliant.
Yeah, well, it sounds great.
Yeah, so it's that kind of a show. And, fully costumed, we went for the period era. We wanted people to see their memories. We want you to see your memories as well as hear your memories. So that's the motivation for this show, and that's why it's been so successful across the country. Not just because of me, but because of all the great talent around me, and that's what makes it special.
And, of course, the great songs that go with all those great groups.
Oh, my God. I've got sunshine,
Oh, man.
I'm sugar pie, honey bunch. Of course, I can't do all the girl voices. Stop in the name of love. So, you got all
You got female
memories.
Singers to do that, right?
Oh, you're telling me. You got the greatest. We've got a young lady who sings Gladys Knight. Oh, my Lord. She is incredible.
I saw Gladys Knight in person one time. It was a double bill with Ray Charles and the Rayettes. And I later had the honor of interviewing Gladys Knight, and I told her at the end of the show, it was so good, I went back to the box office and gave him more money. That's how good a show
it was. Heart.
Yeah.
Listen, the whole deal is this, Mike. I'm the guy in the third row center seat watching the show. That's how I approach this. If I'm in the audience, what would I want to see? What memories would I want to hear? Because this music is not something that you just go up there and walk through. You got to live it. And
absolutely.
Because every one of these songs, like you got these memories attached to those songs and to the artist. So we know that people come to the show and have special memories. And so we go all out to make sure that you hear and you see your memories.
All right. So the two shows tomorrow night, right? 7 and 10?
Yeah. Yep.
So the 10 o'clock show will bring you pretty close to midnight, right?
We want to bring you the new year. So we'll probably take a break that will set us up to bring us into the new year. That's what we're going to try to do, because You know, what the thing about his music is so enthusiastic and optimistic. And I think people need that uplift. They need to feel that they can achieve the things they want to do. And the best way to do it is to walk into the new year full of cheer and full of happiness, full of feeling that, you know, things are great. And Motown music has that feeling about it.
Absolutely.
It inspires you. It makes you feel good. It's just, it's like you go to a doctor. The doctor can only tell you bad news, but you come on and turn on Motown, you feel good about it.
Shadows of the 60s, the Motown Tribute Show, two shows, 7 and 10, Paramount Hudson Valley tomorrow night. Dave Revels, it's going to be a great night. I know a lot of people listening going, you know, I was going to stay home, but I think I'm going to go out now and enjoy the New Year's in a beautiful theater with a great performance by a huge conglomeration of singers and musicians. It's going to be great. Dave, thank you so much. Break a leg
Sign,
and all the best.
Mike. Thank you. Sign, seal, and delivered, Mike. Thank
there you.
There
you go. Dave Revels, 100.7 WHUD. It's now 8:50. Good morning.